stalls or even on the, have you seen the graffiti on the bridges? You know, so-and-so was here. Somehow, people want to make sure that they left a mark where they want. So even for young kids, we often think that they don't understand this idea of wanting to make a mark, but they are like sponges. And so when you give them the opportunity and show them and give them the ability to make a difference, believe it or not, it will soak into their souls and they will receive it. I still remember this one day, how one of my young church members, we had a grandmother who used to bring her grandkids in the church, and she was older, and you know, the kids wanted to play. They had energy. And the grandmother necessarily didn't want to go out in the playground. She maybe couldn't, right? But I asked some of the younger kids, hey, can you come and, you know, play with the kids for a little bit? And we could see them, so they weren't just watching the kids alone. They took the kids and they played with them. And not only did it make a difference for those little ones, the 3 and 4 year olds who had these older kids, 7 or 8, come and play with them, but it made a difference for the grandmother. So I was sure and intentional to let those 7, 8 year olds know that, hey guys, you made a difference. Look at the smile on the little one's face. Look at what you did. And you know what? Their eyes lit up. They knew that they had made a difference, and that meant something. In fact, my friends, each one of us from 0 1-year-old to 100-and-something-year-old, all of us want to make a difference, don't we? We want to know that we made a positive change where we are planted. And so today, that's what Jesus invites us to consider. What kind of seeds are we bearing for Him that reflect Him and that change right where we are? You know, there's so many parables in the Bible where Jesus talks about mustard seed being like a kingdom of God, where even a tiny little seed planted, it makes a difference right where you are. We talked about today the parable of the sower, where the seed, if it's planted in good soil that's receptive to the Word of God, can bear fruit 60, 90, and 100-fold for our God. So today, let us pray as we consider, how is God using us? Well, let me phrase it differently. How are we allowing and inviting and being soil that allows for God to use us? Because God can do anything, but He gives us the opportunity to choose to be what kind of soil. How receptive we can be. So that's a choice we have. So let's pray as we consider where we are and where God wants us to be. Let us pray. Holy and gracious God, we hear your words. We confess that sometimes our hearts are hard because we've got so many challenges and things that we are dealing with that we don't allow your seed, your word, to penetrate because it's hard. But Lord, come Holy Spirit. Teach each one of us this morning what it is that you want us to hear. Help us to receive your word and bear fruit for you. All this we pray in Christ. Amen. So today we've got the story of the sower. And before we go into it, I want to be upfront about one thing. I'm not a gardener. I told Zamzam this earlier when I had the plant. Don't misunderstand. I love plants and flowers. Oh my goodness, aren't they just pretty? And they just brighten up any room. And they're good for the room too with the oxygen and, you know, all that stuff that's going on. But I have a brown thumb, literally. My mom has a green thumb. I give her plants. I even almost killed a cactus once, gave it to her. She brought it back to life. I don't know how she did that, but that's a gift that God has given to her. So I'm not going to talk about planting today, right? Because that's not my forte. But I want to talk more about the spiritual aspect of what Jesus is trying to teach us. Thankfully, it's about seeds, the Word of God, that Jesus plants in our lives. It's ultimately about how we hear and how we receive the words. You know, we read from the Bible today, right? We heard it. And not only hear it, but understand it and live it. That helps us to bear fruit. So the question I have one question for each one of us today, and we'll dig into it as we look at the parable, break it down. But question is, how fruitful are we for Christ? What kind of soil are we so that the seeds that Christ has planted, are they being received? Are we living them? That's a question only you can answer, not me. And so let's dig into that. To help us bring the parable to a practical understanding, let's define this idea of fruit. Because I don't know about you, but I'm a very literal person, concrete, right? You tell me something and I'm gonna visualize it. I'm going to understand it visually, literally, concretely. But a lot of the things that Jesus teaches us, they're about concrete things that apply spiritually. I mean, this idea of fruit. I mean, I'm not a tree, so I'm not bearing any apples, oranges, although I love them and the kids love them too. But that's not the fruit that Jesus is talking about. To help us understand, let's take a look at Galatians 5, verses 22 to 24. And I believe we've put the Bibles back in the pews, so, and the hymnals too. So please feel free to follow along. Galatians 5, verses 22 to 24, we read, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Those who belong to Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires." So if we're trying to understand this fruit, I mean, like literally, what kind of fruit am I supposed to bear? Well, we're supposed to live in a way that shows the patience, the fruit of the Spirit, that shows kindness, that shows forgiveness. Those are the fruits we need to be mindful of. And my friends, those fruits don't come easy. How many times when we deal with people that just don't think our way, which is the right way. I'm joking. But you know what? I'm joking. But isn't that true? Like in our minds, this is the right way to do it. And that's how I live. And I have to be careful. That's not bearing the fruit of the Spirit. Each one, from the youngest to the oldest, all of us in this church need to live in a way that points to those fruit. And guess what? We can't do it on our own, but the good news, my friends, is that God does the work to bring fruit in our lives. We don't have to work. I don't have to worry about being a brown thumb, green thumb. Guess what? The Spirit, Holy Spirit, is enough to bear those fruits in our lives. But again, I'll go back to what I said before. The choice has to be ours as to what kind of spirit, what kind of soil we are. Are we receptive or are we hard-hearted? So that the word, when we hear it, how many times have you heard the word of God, what Jesus teaches us, and just said, oh, you know what, I really, that's hard for me to accept. They had a hard time accepting the seeds that Christ planted. For example, when Christ told them, "You must hate your mother and father. You must leave everything and follow me." Guess what? It was difficult to allow that to be planted in them. And we get that, don't we? I certainly do. I love my parents. I love my family. And you're telling me to hate them? What kind of seed is that? Well, if we look at it from an earthly point of view, it doesn't make sense. But my friends, do not forget that Christ died for all. He's not telling us to hate one another. What he's trying to illustrate is that he has to be first. His seed has to be first, not the seeds that the world plants in. And don't we know as parents, sometimes we don't plant the right seeds in our kids? We know that. I claim it. My kid's here. He knows. But I try to take responsibility. And when I'm wrong, like for example, driving, you know, he tells me to slow down. I need to slow down. He's right. I need to do better. But my friends, that's just one example. There are many examples where you and I, we know we're not bearing the seed that Christ teaches us, do we not? And so we need to do better. And so, my friends, hear the word of the Lord today. Hear what Christ says. I want to plant my seed in you. I want to use you to make a difference right where you're planted. But that has to mean giving up control. How many of you are ready to give up control? If I told you to switch your seats, how many of you are going to do it? Oh, you would. You would too. You would. Awesome. But you know what? It's a hard thing to do. How about changing your church? Let me tell you, that's hard. You know, as pastors, that's what we sign up for, and I'm here. Don't worry, I'm fully here. But that change, when God says, you know what? You're comfortable. I want you to go to another place. It's not that easy, my friends. And I can only speak from my personal examples. You have your own examples, don't you? About where God has told you, moved you to places to do things, to speak things for Him that are uncomfortable where others might not be receptive. So the question is, how willing are we to be the soil that allows the seed of God to be planted? Paul warns us in our reading today. He tells us we need to set the mind on the things of the Spirit, on God's kingdom. He says, for those who live according to the Spirit, set their minds on the things of the Spirit. Those who live according to the flesh, set their minds on the things according to flesh. So when we work hard to be comfortable, when we work hard to be planted where we want to be planted, we don't allow the things of the Spirit in. So be careful of this danger. Let's talk about the seeds that our Lord teaches us about today. We're going to go through the first, the second, the third. Let's go through this. How can we be fruitful and what lesson we learned? So we heard today the first about the seeds that fall on the path. When anyone hears the news of the kingdom and doesn't take it in, that news remains on the surface, and the evil one comes along and plucks it right out of that person's heart. This is the seed that the farmer scatters on the road. I think we all know folks that want to live the way they want, right? That don't want to change their seats, that don't want to change anything around them. Rather, they want everything to suit their ideas and their thoughts, right? We all know, and sometimes, can I tell you, I'm one of those people. So remind me of what I preach. Remind each other of what Christ tells us, that we have to be able to let go of our view and not be so hard-hearted. So the first seed, my friends, we have to be careful of not letting it just fall away. I know sometimes as we hear the word of God, it becomes hard to allow it in. As I said, when Jesus said, hate your mother and father, that's hard. When Jesus says, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless they come through me, that's hard for us because we love people, right? Because we hear Jesus' word to love everyone. We hear that and we say, well, you know what? Every path leads to heaven. Every path leads to God. You've heard that, haven't you? But here, the hard and challenging words of Jesus, who says, in order to get into the kingdom of heaven, they must come through me. The way is narrow. Amen. That's hard, because that seems exclusive, doesn't it? But the good news is you and I don't have to be keepers of the gate. We don't have to decide who comes and who doesn't. You know what? Thank God that's not up to us. Because we remember the thief on the cross on that last day when he... Last moment he accepted Christ, and it was between him and Christ, and that's good enough for us. But know that the way is narrow to the kingdom of heaven. Jesus tells us how many times about the judgment day when he will come and separate the wheat from the tares, those that bore fruit and those did not. My friends, God gives us a choice every day to bear fruit for Him. But be very clear, there will come a day where there is judgment for those who did not bear fruit for Him. According to His way, there will be an answer that we will have to give to our Lord. But again, thank God that's not up to me. That's up to our Lord. But hear those words. Don't let those hard teachings fall on hard ground. When you don't understand the Word of God, go to God in prayer. Ask Him to help us understand this. We have to be careful of not being the seeds that fall on the path, the hard ground. The second, this is when the seeds fall on soil, so there's some receptiveness, right? But it's rocky. It's not hard. You hear it. The person responds hears the words of Christ, and they respond with enthusiasm. I've met many people like this. They grew up in the church. Sometimes there's a connection, right? So they know that the word is important. They receive it, but the roots are not deep. So what happens is that because the soil is not deep, it's not nurtured, because the emotions wear off, the hard things come, difficulty arrives, and so there is no fruit that's born because the difficulty, the soil is not deep enough. Sometimes people come to church and they really are going through a tough time and they hear the word and it speaks to them and it touches them. But when they go back home, they don't allow it, like what our kids said, to be nurtured by water, by sunlight. And what's water and sunlight? Prayer, right? Talking to God. What do we say last week? We have to turn to God, talk to God, and then trust in Him. So none of that happens. It's just hearing the word, but the deep stuff that takes root doesn't happen. So we have to be very careful that we are not the sea, we are not the soil where it's rocky, right? We have to be more receptive. This is now brings us to the third type that Jesus talks about. He talks about seeds that fall among thorns and weeds. The seed cast in the weeds is the person who hears the kingdom news, but the weeds of worry and illusions about wanting things a certain way and them not happening that way, all that comes into being and it strangles the faith. It doesn't allow true fruit to be born. So they're almost there. They've got the word, and yeah, they receive it, and then life happens. Challenges come. How many of us here have never had problems in your life? Where you've had difficult things happen. All of us have had difficult things happen. Challenges, weeds. It is something you cannot escape if you live in this world. And I'm talking about the little kids too. We should not discount them. Because let me tell you, I hear about bullying. I hear about the pressure they have to perform. And nowadays, there's pressure to be popular. Although that was always the case, I think. There's always something that each person of every age deals with. And those are the weeds and the thorns that threaten to choke our faith. Think for a moment what seems to choke your faith at times. When those seeds of doubt, like, is God really there? Why is He allowing me to go through this? Why am I struggling with this thing, this health issue? Why is my child not able to be a child and when they deal with difficulties, right? We all have those questions. We all have those concerns. We have to be very careful not to let those challenges choke our faith. Here's what Jesus says in Matthew 7, verse 21. He says, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only those who actually do the will of my Father in heaven." So in terms of this type of seed, what happens is that you could be serving in the church, you could be going to church every Sunday. You could be serving on every single committee. You could be the pastor. But, if you truly in your heart are not allowing the seed of Christ to be deeply rooted, if you're not truly surrendering it all to Christ, so that even if He tells you to leave things that are comfortable, if you're not fully giving in, then we have to be careful that we might not be this kind of soil that has allowed the challenges and the concerns of this world to become bigger than the work that Christ calls us to do. So the question for us today is that, do we hear the word of God? Do we hear what Jesus teaches us? Do we truly know what it is that He wants us to do in our lives? What kind of fruit He wants us to bear? And if we struggle with it, we have to be very careful of not doing it on our own. The good news is, and I'll go back to the good news, that Christ is always ready to help us deal with these weeds and thorns and keep us safe and help us to walk through these challenges. But the only way we can do that, the only way we can do that, if we trust in Him even in these difficulties and remain planted firm on that foundation, in that soil of Christ, that's the only way to do it. During COVID, think about this. During COVID, a lot of folks, maybe us included, might have relied on that investment account, on that job, on the physical things, right? And guess what happened? Everything was taken away, right? So the foundation was shaken. Yet, if we trust in Christ, if we remain rooted in His word that I will not leave you or forsake you, my friends, we receive a strength that was able to help us get through that time and stand firm today. So I don't know how the enemy is shaking your ground today. I don't know what you might be standing on that not might not be firm, but the question goes back to where we planted. Are we rooted in the seeds that Christ has planted in us? And if you're trying to figure out the Word of God, here's where I'm going to put in a plug, and I'll tell you right off the bat, I plug the Bible every time I get up here, because that's the Word of God. Read it. Digest it. Don't just memorize it, but allow it to sink in. Because I will tell you, when you're going through those tough times, those scriptures will come back. The hymns that we sing will come back. Because when they're based in scripture, I don't care about the tune. It could be contemporary. It could be traditional. It could be medium. It doesn't matter. If the word is based on what Christ teaches us, it'll be enough. And you will find yourself hearing those words, being reminded of those words through the Holy Spirit and being strengthened, that soil nurtured, so that you're going to be firm. The world, the storm will come. Didn't you hear the storm? I heard the rain. Sometimes the floods will come and it will seem to knock everything down. But if you and I are rooted strictly on Christ, nothing and no one on this earth can shake that faith. Even if your house is leveled, even if your health is just terminal, right? Even if there seems to be no way. My friends, remember Christ. Remember the tomb. Remember the cross. The third day He rose. There's new life for those who trust in Him. There's fruit that can be born if we allow Christ's seed to be nurtured in our lives, so that the world will say, there's no way anything can grow out of that. There's no way that these people who are in prison can praise God. There's no way that these 11 disciples, because you know what happened to Judas, that can change the world. Yeah, that's what the world will say, and guess what? They're right. But through the Spirit, they changed the world. Through the Holy Spirit, God can use you and I. And I'm talking about the youngest kids to the oldest. I mean, what a joy was it to hear our kids engaged, right? That's a joy, my friends. That's a fruit that Christ can bear. And He wants each one of us to bear it for Him. So the question I pray that we can answer is that, yes, I want to be the seed. I want to be the ground that allows for fruit to be born for our Lord. So that's the fourth and the last one that Jesus said. Seeds that fall upon good soil. He says the seed cast on good earth is the person who hears and takes in the news, then produces a harvest beyond his wildest dreams. That's a goal we should all strive for in this church. That many can hear the word of God and come in. So that this church is not about us. It's not about what we want. It's not about the colors that we like, or the hymns we like, or the scriptures we like, or anything we like, but it's about bringing others into this church family so they can have eternal life. My friends, that's what Christ wants to use us for, to go out there and tell others, live it, bear fruit, so that others can say, well, how can they be kind? How can they be humble? How can they be forgiven when it's so hard, when all this storm is going on? How can they forgive me when I've done this to them? How can they be happy when they've lost everything? The answer to that is through Christ, who plants the seeds. We can bear fruit. We can be happy. We can be kind. We can be gentle. We can be strong, where on our own we cannot be. So I pray that our church can be that good soil that hears the word, that receives the word, and lives it, so that this world can say, you know what? And how many of you think this world needs help? I pray that each one of us, whenever, wherever God plants us, might be able to invite others to this life-changing, life-giving relationship through Christ our Lord. Amen.